Welcome to the Humanergy Leadership Podcast. My name is David Wheatley. We're here to talk leadership in small, bite-sized, and practical chunks. Enjoy.
Welcome to this episode of the Humanergy Leadership Podcast. This is a short snippet and one with a bit of a story, but I've been spending a lot of time working with folks recently who care so much that they want to rescue people. They want to save them from themselves or others. They want to jump in and wearing that big cape that we've talked about in previous episodes, rescue somebody else. One of the things that always comes up here is as years and years ago when I was taking a life-saving certification in the UK, the Royal Life Saving Society's Bronze Medallion, one of the things that I learned was as you're swimming up to the person you're going to rescue, you get to within about 10 feet of them, you should stop and wait for them to be ready to be rescued. And I think this applies in the leadership world as well. The reason why you hold off and you wait is because if you jump straight in, their panic can quite often cause both of you to drown. And so you wait until they're calm and they're ready to be rescued, and then you can do something about it. But until somebody's ready to be rescued, then you can't do anything. It's that waiting that is the pause, that stop for any leader to say, I'm going to just take a moment here. I'm here for you. I'm ready. And I'm not going to jump in. I'm going to wait for you to indicate that you're now ready to be rescued. Think about it. Thank you.
That was the Humanergy Leadership Podcast. My name's David Wheatley. For further information about Humanergy, go to humanergy.com or check out our latest book, What Great Teams Do Great, from all good bookstores. Have a good one. Stay healthy.